Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Wow. So how is everyone doing and being today? And what's your moment like in this moment? Is it light? Is it heavy? Is it both? Because, yeah, that's totally possible since so many of us are picking up on numerous things all the time, which can really include, seriously, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We tend to pick up on so much. So it could be light, heavy, who knows, right? So welcome to consciousness. And how much fun can that be? Well, I wonder. And today we have another amazing show for you. And it's on another interesting topic that's up for discussion. And I'm personally really excited about it. And it's about, what is it about? It's about business. Yes, business. So this won't be one of your typical business discussions, I would say. It's definitely one that takes a very different point of view. Yep, we're going to talk and look at this from a very different point of view, that you are really what sets your business apart from the rest. Did you know that? That you being you is what your business requires. Wow. I wonder what this could create by exploring this topic in this way. So business, what does business look like for you? That's a great question to ask, right? So what does that look like for you? Do you have a business you're currently running? If not, would you like to create one? So if this is new to you and you were to generate and create a business, what would it be? What would you like it to look like? And what business would you like to generate and create? Wow, just saying all that, look at the energy that brings in. It's for me, that's exciting to consider even the creation of something new, right? So what business are you looking to bring into this reality? And have you considered being part of your business in a way that allows you to be it? It sounds really interesting, right? Yeah. So I'm wondering, what if you being your business is what it requires to be abundant and successful? So that's what we're going to look at tonight with the show. And you being you and what a contribution this is to you and your business and how this is what will set you apart from the norm of this reality. So how does it get any better than this? Well, we're going to clear on it and get clear of the limitations, hopefully, that are keeping you from actualizing the business you would like to have in this existence. And we're going to come at you once again with a very different point of view. So we'll be looking at this topic from a space of conscious awareness, choice, and possibilities. So my guest and I are going to shed some light on being your business from a very non-traditional point of view. We will be providing ways to navigate it from a conscious space of business by choice and being part of the contribution as a business creator. I like that idea, business creator. It reads light. Wow. So what I would like to do before I bring on the guest real quickly is to go through some questions like we do on the show and clear them so that you can come in with a space to receive from us with total ease, okay? So here are some questions. Are you being your business? What does that look like to you? And have you acknowledged that you being you is the difference your business requires? So everything that brings up, like we do on the show, we take a deep breath in, all the heavy, and breathe it out on the exhale, releasing all of the resistance, all the heavy. Or if you know Panpak, please use that. Wow. And what different point of view are you willing to open yourself up to now when it comes to this, when it comes to your business? Are you hard on yourself when it comes to generating, creating, and running your business? Have you been wronged, or have you wronged yourself for how you have done business? So everything this brings up, let's take a deep breath in and clear all the heavy on the exhale. Or pun pop. Wow. Quite a charge on this, and I'm so grateful that we're clearing it. So what choice are you not choosing when it comes to the possibility of being your business? And where have you let others determine who you think you're supposed to be when it comes to your business? So everywhere you've been buying the lies of others as true, that's not true for you. Let's clear all that now. Take a deep breath in. And release all of the heavy on the exhale. And everywhere you have cut yourself off from being your business and being your conscious knowing, being, perceiving, receiving when it comes to your business, let's take a deep breath in and release it all in the exhale. So I wonder what else is possible now. And you know what? I sense it's time to bring on the guest. So I would like to just jump right to that. So without further ado, I would love to invite Arlene Shamatic to our show. And Arlene.
Hello.
Hi, Arlene. And I'm going to give you a quick introduction here to, because this is, I would love for our audience to get a sense here of just a little background with you, because, wow, I am so in awe. Like, you are a dynamic business owner of several businesses, and you're a facilitator and educator with over 30 years of experience. Arlene shares her business expertise from her own success as an entrepreneur and proven business leader. With consciousness as a target, she is continually learning and following the path of contributing to making the world a better place and being the best possible version of herself. If she has any opportunity to facilitate others who have a similar desire by sharing some of the tools and resources she is aware of, that makes life even more enjoyable for her. So welcome to the show, Arlene, and please pronounce your name. I believe I actually pronounced your last name incorrectly, so please correct me on that.
No. Hey, Dr. Sarah. No, you did a pretty good job. It's Shmidick. So you're Shmidick. Pretty much right on there. Yes.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you sharing that, believe me. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and have the conversation about being you in your business.
Yes. And I love that question. So would you like to start with being in that space and anything you would like to share about that right now?
Sure, I'd love to start. As you shared, I have been in business for a long time. I'm in many different industries, and one of the things I've realized over the many years is that there's always a why of why you choose to go into business. Whether you're an employee right now or you're somebody who already owns a business, there's a why you made that choice. And usually the why is the way you actually see the world. It's a collection of your gifts, your talents, your expertise. Your experience gives your personal perspective of how you see the world, and you see that you can help people, whether you're offering a product or you're a service, so whether you're a hairstylist or, you know, you're a teacher, and all of a sudden you realize that you have the skill to become a coach or facilitator and start your maybe a part-time business, there's that why. And that is the piece to actually when you ask the question about are you being you in your business, is if you can remember back to that why, you can get a sense of are you being that why right now. And that why is that actually being you separates you from anyone else. Like, there is nobody else like you in the whole world. And I really want everyone to receive that and to be able to, like, take that breath in, because when I kind of got that, when I started to step back, go, wow, there really is nobody else like me in the whole world. Nobody has, you know, the combination of talents or schooling or common sense or street smarts or experiences or hobbies. There's nobody else. And when you combine them all together, it makes this beautiful alchemy that makes you, you. And when you bring that to the business and you offer that to the world through, like, whatever you do, whatever product, services, that is what makes you stand out. And that's why I'm a true believer. There is no such thing as competition. Because when you're truly you, how can you compare that to anybody else?
Yeah, because like you said, it's like you're one of a kind, and that's what you're bringing into the world for someone then to be able to receive as a result of that. And I love how you describe that. And really, if it's anyone even out there looking to create a business, it's really about showing up and being you and following it and choosing it for you creates it. So it's like being it creates it.
Being you creates it. And then what kind of happens, this typically from all the coaching and facilitating I've done with business owners, is what gets us off track is we get into the busyness of the business. And that's why we were looking at this from a different point of view, a different perspective, is that we're not talking about, like, what are the best strategies or tools for marketing or how to look at your finances or how to deal with clients. That's not what this, there's a ton of information out there. With this, if you can really get, when you wake up every morning to look at your, and you go about being in your business, is you bring you. You bring your way of looking at and dealing with the clients. And so I, you know, I'll talk to, like, say, two people in the same, say there's two hairstylists, right, have their businesses right beside each other, you know, storefront, and they'll go, well, why would anyone come to me, because she's been there maybe 5 years longer, or he's been there 5 years longer. It's because you're you. You have your own way of cutting hair. You have a way that you might look at that person and see that person in a totally different way than the person next door. And that's where, if you can perceive that, like all the marketing, all that, you can learn that. You can hire people. You can bring on interns. You can, you know, there's so many different resources for that part of your business. But we forget to be us because we get really lost in the busyness of all those pieces, the marketing, the finances. How are we going to, why would a client choose me versus somebody else, which gets you out of, like, gets you into thinking about the competition, looking at people as competition rather than inspiration. And that's another conversation.
Yeah, and I love that, though, because what you're speaking about is kind of what we were doing even in earlier in the show of clearing the energy. It's like you are an energy that you bring to the world, to your business. And when you're being it, it does set it apart because certain people will show up to you that will receive it, and they're looking to receive it in the way that you provide it. And I sense a lot of times, even beyond business, we're as individuals, we're not acknowledging our own capacities and how much that we do bring that's different that someone receives. We assume everyone does that, but we only do it in our own way, which again goes back to your own, when you're doing your business your way by being you, that's what sets it apart because certain people are looking to receive it that way. So there's like a receiving piece to this.
Absolutely. And one of the pieces that can help you receive, because some, you may say, well, like, what is that being me? Sometimes you need other people, you might need to get some feedback. And you can ask clients that work with you, maybe they've been working with you for a bit or they're just brand new, and ask for feedback. Just say, just curious, like, what's it like to work with me in a few words? Like, have you worked with anybody else? Like, did you go to a different, piano teacher, right? Did you see another piano teacher? Why are you working with me rather than working with that other person? That insight will allow you to see you in a different way because we're more hard on ourselves than anybody is. So I'm big on celebrating and acknowledging who we are. And we need to remind ourselves to do that on a daily basis. And so if that means asking, you can ask a family member, but sometimes they can be really kind because they might not want to fully, and they don't always see us the way we truly are either. So I recommend asking some clients, you know, asking people, some colleagues or people that you work with in your industry is like, you know, like, how do you perceive me? How do you, like, how do you, if you were to describe me to somebody or you were to send a refer a client to me, what would you say about me? And say, I'm just working on my business, just trying to get a better understanding of kind of, you know, how, I mean, you could use the word branding if you want. I don't really like to use that, but trying to get a word like a little bit more of me brought into my marketing, just something to give you awareness of who you truly are. And then being able to, just kind of like, I can't tell you how many people can't even have a hard time describing themselves.
Yeah, well, I think it comes back to, or I'm aware that really it comes back to what you were saying. There's a really linear point of view or way to do it according to this reality, which is what you've talked about, like the business plan or the traditional mission statement and how you do business. But what we're talking about tonight is about possibilities and looking at it from a very conscious space of being. And so when you're willing to be you, be your business, it creates a space that allows for other, let's say even energies to contribute to that, and allows even for other people that may have not received it in the certain linear point of view to show up to this. So by you being the kindness that you are and being open to connecting with people on a very, I guess, in a conscious way of just presence can make a difference. And that's kind of, it's very simple. Whereas these others try to make it almost over complex and almost cut you off from being in your business. Would you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, one thing that you were saying about cutting yourself off, it's easy to get in a place where you forget the why, you forget who you are. And how we do that is there's kind of two things, is that we'll go, maybe there's a conference or a workshop or a class, and we'll go to that to learn something about our industry or about, you know, our business or even about ourselves, like self-development or, you know, empowerment stuff. And we tend to take what the speaker or the presenter say. Like we almost like look at that person and then start to be like, oh, I have to follow exactly what they said, right, in my business.
Wow.
And or I need to actually be them. So you just stepped out of being you. You just like you can take the strategy and make and follow. Trust your awareness. Trust your intuition. Follow that. You know, I love you, Sarah. What you're talking about, light and heavy. Like, ask a question and go, hey, true. Like, what about this is actually going to fit my business? What is it that's going to actually even highlight me more or make me feel even more comfortable about being me? Nothing's worse than having a 100 million. Mini me's walking around after that, you know, they went to a workshop or they went to a class and then they try to emulate exactly what the speaker does, right? Or the other thing that happens is then we look out on social media, we look at what other people are doing similar to us, and then we start to compare, right? And we start to compare, oh, they're doing that, so maybe I should be doing that in my business. They're doing a new telecall series. Oh, I need to be doing new telecall series. When you know your client actually, or you actually prefer one-on-one sessions, or you prefer one-on-one Zoom sessions, but, and not saying you can't try to do like a telecall seminar or something like that, but is it truly who you be, right? And are you using that other person as a form of inspiration, going, like looking, going, I really like how they do their website. Great. Take some examples, but make it you. But don't get into comparing, which comparison can kill our business. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, and you're saying it, and as you were talking about that part of having to follow someone else's even agenda or instructions around it, it got so heavy. Talk about light or heavy. I noticed how heavy it was because it's such a outside in where you now have to follow a protocol rather than following what you know. And by you going to the question like you did and asking a question, it brings it back to you it's acknowledging maybe what the other person's saying, but it's like asking you what would fit for me with this, or being in the question definitely brings us back to being. And I love that. And when you're choosing from a space of being, it will resonate light. So when it comes to business and being in the lightness of your business, that's really where a lot of more, I'm sure, possibilities open up. I can even say for myself of how I even show up doing this Dr. Sarah piece and the rebranding that I'm going through. I know that it really comes back to me asking a question and getting what I know about it, which will then generate and create something greater for everyone else. So it's this real inside out rather than outside in.
Yeah, and that I love what you shared, because it's really an inside job. You know, like follow that when you're constantly going outside yourself, going outside your awareness, going outside what has worked in the past for you, and you're going outside because you're seeing there's a trend change in the industry, or there's a trend going on, and you go, oh, I better jump on that bandwagon sort of thing. It always come back to question. Question actually will get you so connected to who you be. And question also can, using the tools of light and heavy, can literally give you that guidance when we're not sure. Like, we're not always sure, and we're not saying, the one thing when we go in business, it's the why we go. We don't, very few people actually come with all the tools. Like, I know how to do my financials. I know my accounting. I know marketing. I know how to deal with client engagement. Very few people start that way, right?
I was just going to say that oftentimes cuts people off from being fully present to what is going on too. Like, they're so caught up in some kind of protocol. I know you and I were talking even before the show that if someone has all these strategic ways to do a certain thing, it can actually create more of a limitation and not know what the current space is because they're so caught up in a certain protocol. So, but by being in the question, like you said, it really opens up to the here and now of the now to create what it is that you would like. And isn't that, like we're saying, the difference here?
Absolutely. I mean, creating the space, and also like where bringing you presence, and then also where you want to go in the future, right? And using questions like, you know, if I choose this, what will it create, you know, like 2 years from now in my business? And, you know, if I choose this, what would it create? And also kind of, you know, instead of trying to do 70,000 things at the same time, you know, pick a couple things that and do them really good. You know, Sarah, I've told you before we started the show that I love seeing you do this show, and I love you as a psychologist and all your perspective. And no one else does the show. Nobody else could do the show the way that you do it, because this is you. This is you showing up, bringing all your expertise and your way and perspective of creating and creating space and ease for other people and allowing them to receive your guests and receive the information that you're sharing. So, I mean, that's really what we want. Like, that's probably why I get so passionate, or, I mean, I get so engaged in this area. I can talk for hours with people. You can tell how fast I talk about it. But I just love... first of all, business, I love. I love business, everything about, you know, and on top of that, there's a risk there. There's a, you know, for you to transition from an employee, it's not a risk, it's a choice, right? From you to make that choice to be a business owner. And so I just love having conversations with people and asking, why did you choose to be in business? Like, can you remember, you know, if you've been in business a long time, like, what gets you up every day to go work and be in your business and contribute to your business and work with your clients?
Well, and Arlene, I can see that then what you're helping them do is take it from anywhere they're dealing with problems. And instead of going into the problem, getting stuck in the problem and limitation, you actually tap into a space with them that offers possibilities. And when we're living from that space of living life, and the purpose in life is to have fun, and possibilities, that your invitation to people working in their business as the business that you're being to them. and about living it. So I see how even you acknowledge me, which was so beautiful, thank you, is a contribution to me and to you and then to everyone. I can see how this just expands.
I love that. It does expand. Can you see, like, when you talk, like, I just think of a lot of people we talk to and all that. You can tell when somebody has so much fun and joy in their business. And believe me, I mean, I get when some days there's money issues, or, you know, a client might not have paid, or a product didn't come in on time, sort of thing. I get those things. But what you said about when you can get in that space of, like, I know why I'm doing this. I know what I'm contributing here in the world. That in itself will open up possibilities versus being in the problem. The problem will just narrow your focus, and very rarely will you create come up with an idea or a choice that will create more from that space. So, yeah, I don't want to say it's a win-win, but it really is when you actually are being you in a business and staying in question, asking questions, constantly opening the door to different possibilities. Switch your focus from the problem to, okay, yeah, I get it. We're a little short on cash flow this month. What else can we do? What else can we create? Who else can we talk to? Just in that space, all of a sudden, you know, you're back to being you, and you're in the grocery store. Suddenly a person comes up and say, hey, do you happen to know anybody that does this? And you're like, wow, that's me. But having that focus on a problem, very rarely would you see that person in the grocery store, or you wouldn't even be aware because we're so narrow focused, sort of thing. But you know, just that being you thing, it's really what makes business unique.
Yes, and it's totally the thing to be. And I'm so grateful for this conversation. Can you believe our time flew by? Like, we're out of time already, Arlene.
I know. I was aware of that. I was like, but thank you, Sarah. I'm so grateful.
Well, I would love to have you back on if you'd like to continue this conversation, or we can branch off into another one in some way. I would love to have you back on.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. And I will just let the listeners know real quick here that the question of the week, which we always have, which is, what if you are what sets your business apart from the rest? Again, the question, what if you are what sets your business apart from the rest? So just be with that question like usual and just see what you notice, see what that brings up. And you can always clear if there's anything heavy around it. It's not about getting an answer. It's just about getting awareness on that. So now for next week's episode, it is going to be a repeat show. I am featuring guest Arielle Burney on the show. And so join Arielle and I next week so we can continue the conversation on living consciously. It's a great episode. I would love for you to hear it. And so that will be next Monday, November the 4th. At 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I would like to close the show by thanking my amazing guest, Arlene Schmidt, for joining us again today. I'm so grateful for you. And thank you, listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I truly could not do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would also like to express my gratitude for being your host. Wow. I so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. And so now be sure to go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and you being your business is the difference that you be. And the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive it, my friends. And I will look forward to talking to you again next time. So bye for now.